It is Friday, October 30th, 4 days from the election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Joe Biden promises to use the powers of the presidency to reunite families separated by Donald Trump's border policies. Meanwhile, an incident database reveals that not 1 week has gone by through much of this year without a case of police brutality against protesters and journalists in the United States. That way, the new civil rights movement has a lot in common with the old one. Lastly, many first-time voters will arrive at the polls next week as veterans of political protest, so it shouldn't surprise anyone that this year's youth vote is projected to break all records and is overwhelmingly anti-Trump.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Campaigning in Florida yesterday, Joe Biden announced he would sign an executive order on the first day of his presidency, establishing a task force to find the parents of 545 children who remain separated from their families as a result of Trump's grotesque immigration policies. Also yesterday, The Washington Post reported that Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee released a lengthy report on the matter. The report purports to be the first complete narrative of the Trump administration's so-called zero-tolerance policy that separated thousands of migrant children from their families. The report is the result of a 2-year investigation. It found, quote, reckless incompetence and intentional cruelty, end quote, within the program. And it warns that hundreds of children may never be reunited with their parents. Lawyers estimate that as many as 5,400 children were taken from their parents under the separation program, the Post reports. Policy targeted Central American families at the U.S. southern border. The Trump administration ran a pilot program in El Paso, Texas, in 2017 before expanding it in 2018. This despite concerns that there was no orderly way to track the children and their families once they were separated. Trump later rescinded the policy after an international outcry. The committee also found that more than 860 complaints involving family separations were filed with the Homeland Security Department. The complaints include claims that minors were mistreated while in custody, such as an 8-year-old who was kicked or hit with a shoe by Customs and Border Patrol officers to wake him up. Who will pay for this terrible crime? First off, the families must be reunited and justice done. Since the end of May, there has not been a single week without an incident of police brutality against a civilian or a journalist at a protest in the U.S., this according to The Guardian. According to data collected by Bellingcat and Forensic Architecture and analyzed by The Guardian, at least 950 instances of police brutality against civilians and journalists during anti-racism protests have occurred in the past 5 months. The database shows more than 1,000 violations, including more than 500 instances of police using less lethal rounds, pepper spray, and tear gas, 60 instances of officers using unlawful assembly to arrest protesters, 5 attacks on medics, and 11 instances of kettling. The data is probably an undercount, as it only contains documented and verified incidents, per The Guardian. Portland had the highest number of recorded instances at 219. 76 incidences took place in New York City, 60 in Seattle, 54 in Minneapolis, and 49 in Los Angeles. And no doubt, a few in your hometown, too. Another troubling detail from the data is how police have handled right-wing extremists who have frequently come out to counter-protest anti-racism demonstrations. 19 incidents show police being permissive to far-right members and treating white supremacists favorably at protests. One notable instance took place in Washington, D.C., where the Ohio National Guard deployed a known neo-Nazi to the anti-racism protests taking place in the city. That's certainly an interesting way to serve and protect.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
The Washington Post reports that youth voter turnout is set to reach historic levels this year. Data on early voters in recent polling suggest eligible voters under 30 could break their historic 2008 turnout when it peaked at 48% when Barack Obama was elected. A new national poll released this week by the Institute of Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School showed Joe Biden's lead among young voters has increased in recent months. About 63% of likely voters ages 18 to 29 say they support Biden, compared to the 25% supporting Donald Trump. Voters under 30 increasingly view voting as a major part of their civic engagement, along with protesting and posting about politics on social media, this according to the Post. Many students voting for the first time this year have been politically active since middle and high school. The Harvard poll found that 82% of respondents cited voting as one of the most effective ways to create societal change, up from 74% in 2017. Biden is seeking to juice youth turnout this week with a new ad airing on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. That ought to do what? Both Biden and Trump were campaigning in Florida yesterday. Biden told supporters there that, quote, "You hold the power. If Florida goes blue, it's over," end quote. NBC News reported that medics were being called every few minutes at the Trump rally in Tampa on account of the high heat, and a dozen people were hospitalized. Trump also canceled an event last night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, as Tropical Storm Zeta brought strong winds and gusts to the area. The weather gods are not on his side lately. Both campaigns have events scheduled today in Minnesota, and on Saturday, Biden will hold a joint rally in Michigan with his old boss, Barack Obama. Meanwhile, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, released a sentimental appeal for his fans to vote out the Republicans on November 3rd, which, of course, is just on the other side of this weekend. Are you nervous? Well, we feel you.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The journalist Glenn Greenwald announced that he's resigning from the media organization he co-founded, The Intercept, claiming censorship. Intercept management, meanwhile, says Greenwald threw a tantrum and resented being edited. Such drama. Greenwald self-published the column at issue, which took aim at Joe Biden, and will no doubt air his complaints further on Tucker Carlson's show very soon. Three people were killed in a knife attack at a church in the southern French city of Nice yesterday. French President Emmanuel Macron called it an Islamist terror attack and announced the deployment of 7,000 members of an anti-terror security force throughout the country. The attack comes 2 weeks after the beheading of a public school teacher and amid another uproar about the publication of Islamophobic cartoons. Britain's Labour Party suspended former leader Jeremy Corbyn yesterday over his response to a report on anti-Semitism in the party. In the statement, Corbyn said, quote, "One anti-Semite is one too many, but the scale of the problem was also dramatically overstated for political reasons by our opponents inside and outside the party, as well as by much of the media. That combination hurt Jewish people and must never be repeated. My sincere hope is that relations with the Jewish communities can be rebuilt and those fears overcome." End quote. Walmart has removed gun and ammunition displays from thousands of U.S. stores ahead of next week's presidential election. Company spokesman explained that the move was a precaution in the event of, quote, "civil unrest." I repeat, are you nervous?
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie today. Join us live this afternoon at noon for the Majority Report, or later as a podcast. Hang in there. Make sure you've gone out and voted.